All right, so perfect. So for our first discussion, we're going to be taking a biographical lens and talking with kind of the perspective of who they are, how they're affected by family, and where they live. So the goal is to fully discuss the role that family has in shaping a young person's identity so far from the first few chapters that we've read. So we're going to lead right into the first question. How would you define the main character's identity? How have you guys thought of that so far?
So I'll start. I think my main character, his name's Daryl, and like his identity is like he's very strong, tough, and responsible, but like he's frustrating also.
Right.
So like I said, he's very strong and tough because when his in the first chapter, his father dies, but then when he dies, his father asked him not to cry, and then he actually doesn't cry when his father is killed.
No.
And then yeah, because his father gets killed.
Oh.
Yep. And then I also said he's very responsible because they're living on Mars right now, and then they're trying. It's not habitable for humans right now, but they were sent there as pioneers to like so that other people from the Earth could live on Mars. And then there's a part where he says he is willing to sacrifice himself to save humanity from dying. And then I also said he's frustrating because he doesn't realize that he's being treated as slaves from the government, and like he thinks that everything else except for his family belongs to the society or like the government,
right,
who's controlling them.
Nice. Yeah, so I think my character like has some similarities to yours. So like he's kind of an indigenous person growing on in a reserve, and they really benefited from the oil boom, but then after the oil boom, like these companies left them, then the whole town kind of left too. So like he's really affected, I think, through influence from his family. So his mom's gone through a divorce already, and his first dad, like, he's disconnected from that side of the family. Like, his mom won't let him talk to that. So he is a really independent, strong person. But, yeah, I think that's kind of how his identity was shaped, I'd say. A super independent guy, kind of that type, yeah.
I'd say my character is different from you guys, since Baby's just a child, right? She just turned 12, and she's very dependent on her father, Jules, who's also a heroin addict.
Oh,
so it's like she might be a child, but she's like exposed to the world of like drugs. Like she's more knowledgeable than she needs to be, but you can tell that she looks at the world with like that childlike wonder with
right.
how the author writes it, right? Like everything has this like kind of like feeling to it,
right,
that it's being written by a child or being viewed through a child's eyes.
Yeah.
I'd say my character Amir, he's very conflicted and sensitive. A lot of times throughout his story, at least, there are things and there are situations in which he does something that he normally wouldn't see himself doing. And he looks up to his father a lot. He isn't like the most athletic kid, like he's kind of like small and scrawny compared to the kids around him. And that gives him a bit of a challenge. And I guess he's a pretty resilient character, because that's a
right.
key word. Yeah, because
my guy kind of too. Like,
yeah,
resilience.
Very resilient. Because despite all the things he's seen, like various murders or deaths or horrific incidents, he keeps on powering through. But he's also sensitive, and that comes from his father, I guess, being a stern dad who has like very strict expectations, and he's worried that he can't meet them. And I guess that kind of leeways into the other questions as well. But I describe him as like conflicted and a very sensitive character.
Do we all have like kid type characters? Like young
yeah,
characters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All young. Okay. That's nice to know. All right. Yeah. So, do you want?
Just add to that.
Yeah.
Amir also has a bad past, which he doesn't want to go back to. He has a war. And then he's now living in the United States, but he doesn't want to go back to Afghanistan to get another war. So
right.
he's trying to be independent, but you gotta live with the past, so he is struggling in their minds.
Right. Yeah. All right. Cool. So we'll lead into our next question, which is, how do you think family has shaped the character's personal identity? So how were they kind of influenced by their parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whatever? Does anyone want to start with that one?
Sure, I'll start.
All right.
Like I said before, Amir, he doesn't have his mother. His mother passed away during childbirth. But his dad is like a very tall, like broad, muscular person.
Right.
At least in the time, at least in the beginning of the story. And he was always like, his father was always athletic as his kid, talks to everyone. He's kind of like a very all around stereotypical good outgoing person.
Right.
Whereas Amir is very shy, introverted. He's small, scrawny. He talks to like his one best friend,
right.
And he doesn't go out and do sports much. He kind of writes. So the contrast between him and his father has led to a lot of, like I said, conflict, like internal conflict,
right.
With him as a character.
Did his dad die before he was born?
His dad was raised with him. Like I said, his dad raised him. His mother passed away.
Oh, okay.
At childbirth.
His mother.
Yeah. The biggest impact on him has been his father.
Right.
At least in terms of like direct family, he has like an uncle. It's his father's best friend, and his uncle's son, who he doesn't consider his friend,
right.
But is always that he's always there for him. He's essentially a brother.
Yeah.
And so he's always, I guess, been envious and upset with himself why he couldn't be like the people around him.
Right.
Because he's always been different from everyone else. So.
I guess with baby, like I said before, she only has a father, and the father's actually pretty young, because baby was actually like a teen child. Like her parents were like teenagers when they had baby, but the mother died like a month after, so Jules is the only one taking care of baby, and like I said before, he's kind of addicted to heroin, so baby has been exposed to many different things in like, I say just like bad world or something. I guess the drugs, the prostitution and stuff.
Right.
Like through those connections, she's met someone who's kind of the mother figure in her life, who's like giving her these weird like expectations, like, oh, by 12 you have to like lose your virginity, right? And like trying to get her to do all these sorts of things.
Right.
Baby isn't like, you know, she's not like a full adult yet, she doesn't know what's wrong, but she's still uncomfortable with that kind of stuff. And she's really like dependent on Jules. Like she would, she's really clingy,
right?
And when Jules gave her an assignment, like answered her assignment for her, helped her with assignment, she got a 0 on it. But when Jules asked what she got, she lied and said she aced it, right? You know, increasing like Jules' mood, making him happy. Like she wants to see Jules happy, because Jules is like her only parent figure. And currently, they're living in a rundown apartment surrounded by, like, you know, druggies. It's a pretty bad place for a child to live in.
Right. Yeah, so from, like, I think there's some similarities in my book, but there's also, like, differences. So rather than experiencing an early death in a parent, Jared kind of faces his mom's divorce since they lived in this town, and then there's an oil boom, and then everyone left. So he's not allowed talking to like anyone from his dad's side of the family, so he still has kind of a broken relationship with his grandparents and how they talk to one another. Like his mom always tells him to just go away from everyone, and then her mom's like dating some junkie now. Like she killed his dog, but then like he barely even cared and all that. It's pretty strange, but I can see that he's affected by a lot of the alcoholism that goes through the family. So his mom drinks a lot, his whole family drinks a lot, his grandma drinks a lot, and then they've kind of passed that down to him, I think, because from what I've read so far, whenever he got stressed, he'd be like, okay, we're going to get a six-pack, or we're going to go take shots. Like, and he does that with his mom, too, so it's kind of like how his parents have kind of shaped that early on alcoholism and how he smokes a lot of weed into his life. I think that he's really affected through his family from that type of environment, but I wouldn't say like suffering any deaths or anything.
So for my character, it's like kind of different from everyone else, because like how everyone else, their characters were like affected by the parent who's alive right now. But then my character, Darrow, like, he's affected by his dad. Like, so, like, before his dad died, he, like, his dad's job was a hell diver. It's like, they're supposed to be mining in Mars, and they're supposed to be mining for something called helium-3, so that, which will make Mars, like, habitable for, like, humans. And then a hell diver is, like, supposed to be, like, the hardest job in the mines, and then this, that, and then his job having that his dad having that job, like, made himself also, like, become a hell diver when he, like, became older. And then that made him stronger, because, like, if you, like, to be a hell diver, you're supposed to be strong or something, because, like, you're, like, kind of, like, the leader, like, of the group of his clan. And then his wife, named Io, she also shaped Darrow's identity, because, like, he loves her, and then he wants to protect her, so then he needs to become more responsible. Yeah, so that changed his identity too.
I think Amir and their best friend, I remember their all parents' mother has not been raised with them, so they all to have a perspective of raising only with their fathers, and the father, so they all independent on their father's minds, and they have different thinkings while raising in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And John, with your book, and you said how, like, autism was, like, passed down from family.
Right.
I feel like baby's also going to try heroin sometime later in the book.
Right.
Because of how Jules described heroin, like, oh, it's a wonderful feeling, right?
Yeah.
I feel like you're on clouds.
Yeah.
And, like, eventually, when she gets older, I feel like she'll try it.
Definitely. We see a lot of how kind of, like, parents have set the perspective for their kids and how they see certain things, you know, like, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's education, in a way, like, we really see how this perspective's being set. I think that's what we're seeing from the families affecting our characters.
Baby trying heroin?
It's kind of ironic.
No baby's doing it.
But she is 12.
Yeah. So fairly young. Alright, so we'll move on to the next question. What are some geographical characteristics that the character's family inherited? How does this affect the character? So that's kind of how where they live affects, you know, their daily life. Whether it's because of weather, whether it's because of access to resources. How's this affecting their daily lives? Who wants to lead that one?
So my character lives on Mars, and then right now it's not habitable. It's not like people can't live there like without their suits. So then, like, because they were sent by, like, people. So there's a different clans in the story, and then there's a clan named, like, called Golds, and then they're, like, the top of the society, and then they sent people from other clans to Mars so that they can make Mars habitable for other people. And then, so because they're on Mars, and then they have to work. Okay, so, like, they have to work since, like, starting from the age of 13, and then so they're working at the age of 13, and then this made Darrow think that, like, if the Golds are the Golds who are trying who are treating, like, him like slaves, it makes him think that if the Golds didn't send him to Mars, his family would have died on Earth, and therefore, like, it makes him think that he should be thankful, and he should be obedient to the Golds who are the top of the society. Yeah.
Right. I think my character's in a special situation, since he kind of lives on an indigenous person's reserve. So he moved from Kitimat to Kula Kula. He's moved all sorts of places. So I think what he earned from geographical location was because there used to be an oil boom there. There used to be so many resources, so many people there constantly working. He mentions how, like, his mom's boyfriend used to work at Eurocan. That's the reason why they all moved there. But then the oil company kind of moves out, and then sort of everyone else moves out. So it kind of seems like a deserted area, so he has limited influence from everyone around him. So he's really being influenced by his family and people around just because of that, because everyone else has kind of left. So it kind of gives him a disadvantage to resources in life.
For me, Baby just lives in the city, like in an apartment, and it's like a bad part of the city, so she's more exposed to like the bad things in life, like I said before, and she doesn't really leave the house that often, so she is also more influenced by her family. and yeah, basically, she basically lives in like a normal city, but it's just a bad part of the city where she's getting more exposed to like more bad things.
Right.
So with Amir, the story, the location changes a lot throughout the story, but Amir was raised in northern Kabul, Afghanistan is not like as modern of a city or as modern as a country as I guess Canada or America is, so things there are very I guess rugged and traditional in a way, like there's no. When you want to buy something like alcohol, you wouldn't present someone ID, or if you're collecting loans, you wouldn't write down a piece of paper. You'd kind of like keep a track of it, like on like they use an example of as a stick. They'd mark a stick and they'd bring it back to the same shop owner every time they wanted to, I guess, add to like a debt. So the struggle that Amir and his father face when they move to America is very present. When his father gets into a fight with a shop owner because the shop owner asked him for his ID and he didn't have it with him, and he was very stressed out, and he decided to break a few things in the store because he wasn't used to how things were handled in America as compared to back in Afghanistan. So, it was hard for the characters to get used to a new geographical lifestyle.
All right, awesome. So we're going to move into our next question. How does your character setting differ from the stereotypical Canadian life? What struggles do they face, or what do they have easier? Who wants to start?
I guess Baby doesn't really have, you know, the full family. Like, I don't know if it's a stereotypical life, but most people have like two parents, right? Well, Baby doesn't have like two parents, only has one, because one died.
Right.
And also, most people aren't really exposed to the bad parts of life at the very beginning.
Right.
But Baby was exposed, like, straight away.
Do you think that, say, if your character was living, let's say, in where we live, okay? Canada, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would they have access to more resources because of the lack of the parent? Or would they be facing the same struggles?
It's hard to tell since you don't really know this. I don't really know the system
right. In
like America and stuff.
Right.
So I'd say it's probably the same, honestly. Just maybe a little bit more, but basically, because of the one parent and he's a druggie, it doesn't seem like he has a job. So opportunities in her life, like things that she can do early on, has just been closed. And so I think that's really going to affect her in the future, since most of us have like many opportunities at the start of our lives because of how like privileged we are. But Baby doesn't have those things, and I think it'll really affect her in the long run.
Right. What do you think?
Okay, so for my character, like... So my character has to, because he's living on Mars, he has to work starting from 13 years old, and then he can get married at 16, or he should be getting married at 16.
Right.
Hey, that's pretty early.
And then,
comparing it to our culture.
Oh, yeah.
He has nothing easier than us. Like, most of the things that he's doing is, like, very harder, because, like, for us, like, for food, we don't have to work. Like, our parents work, and then they make the money, and then we just... eat what they give us.
Right.
But then for Daryl, he has to work, and then like there's other clans that are also mining in Mars, and then there is something called a laurel that he has to win by working harder than the other clans, and then if he works harder, and then his performance or his performance is better, then he gets food. Otherwise, he has his whole clan has to like kind of starve.
Whoa.
Oh my god, that's hardcore.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask the same question to you. Like, if he were, you know, if he was in Canada, would he be having life a lot easier? Like, let's say same situations.
Well,
I know it's hard to compare because.
But like for. Or here, we can't even work at 13.
Right.
It's, I think it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
And then,
so do you think that would, like, be a disadvantage to him? Or do you think that he'd be more, you know, he's more protected as a kid? It's better.
Yeah, I guess he would be more protected. Cause, like,
right.
Yep. You don't have to work here.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, for sure, I think... Well, since my kid's in BC, he's basically he's basically like us, but there are still some geographical things that kind of, or, you know, limit him with the stereotypical Canadian life, because I think that, you know, his setting kind of limits him to the, again, resources that he has access to in kind of Kitimat, BC. But there's really not much else. He's kind of the stereotypical Canadian kid. You know, he does suffer from some family things, but I think it shows some kind of the lasting abuse against Indigenous peoples and how we're living. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I would say Amir and Canadian life is kind of different.
Yeah.
Amir, typical Canadians learn how to write ABCs and math in the young age, but Amir learned how to load guns and shoot
right.
people.
Yeah.
So it's pretty different from typical Canadian.
Yeah, for sure.
And to add on to that, I mean they do go to school in Afghanistan, but however, only privileged kids are allowed.
Right.
Like Amir's best friend. He doesn't know how to read or write, and Amir has to read him stories
right.
all the time. And like, school's canceled there in winter because of how bad the snow gets.
Oh.
Like, it's completely canceled for all of winter.
Right. And we'll never get a snow day.
It will never get a snow day. They get, like, a few months off because how bad the snow is. And, like, I mean, there's societal things. Like, people will die in, like, a game of... They have a game called Buzkashi. It's like, the Afghanistan's national sport. You're on horses. You drag around goat or cow carcasses. And it's, like, you have to score a goal using the body of using the body of the animal.
Oh, wow.
And, like, a rider... And for example, in the story, someone fell off their horse, and then a stampede of other players' horses just ran right over them, and they died on the spot and bled right there.
Right.
And he just kind of saw that and started crying. And, like... morbid things like that are so present and like accepted and normalized in that culture
right.
that it's very different from like stereotypical Canadian life. Like if you saw that in Canada, you would
that wouldn't happen.
Like you wouldn't even think about it, right?
You'd be in jail, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
And but in that over there in their environment, nobody just bats an eye. Like
right.
they just kind of accept it and move on.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I think that's a nice beginning for our first discussion and kind of getting to know each other's characters and their setting, how their family affects them, all sorts of that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nice. It's nice.
Bye, Mr. Barrington.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.